Ian, I can't imagine you're too pleased with that.
No, desperately disappointed, to be fair. Like I said, we've trained really well all week, and then to come up with that performance, it's not us. So we're devastated, really, in the defeat.
And the manner of it, because it wasn't great, was it? It was scrappy at times.
Very scrappy. I mean, the amount of errors we're putting down, or we score a try, and then the next step we make an error on the back end of it as well, and we're just not clinical enough. And it's like your skill can be off, but your attitude can't be off. And I thought both of them were off, to be fair, today. And we've just spoke about it as a group in there, and we all know what we need to do, and we all know that performance is not one that Salford Reds from this team this year should be dishing out. And we need to come back fighting and show our fans that we're going to go in the right way on the back of this.
Still don't know as we speak now about the deduction, the points. I can't help but think that's got to be a real concern now. That could have a real impact on your season, couldn't it? You depend the outcome of that decision.
Yeah, it could do. It could have a massive outcome for us. Like I said, we're trying to ignore that as if we've not got them, and make sure that we win the games in our own right, so we get there, and then if we do get points back, then that's obviously a bonus on the back end. We feel actually that we do deserve them points because we had them, but obviously sanctions have took them away at the moment, so we'll see what comes of that. But like I say, we need to win our own games here, and rather than just being in games, that's not good enough for us at Salford anymore. We want to make sure that we're winning these games.
I've seen your last three. I could have been talking to a winning Salford coach. You could have beaten Wigan. I know you didn't. You could have won at Leeds. You didn't. You haven't beaten Huddersfield. You could have easily won them. I mean, if I put myself in your position, I'm just, you know, ripping my hair out and thinking, you know, how close can you get?
Yeah, it's something that we've been working on all the time, and people are saying how we wanted the Salford team to be real competitive, and they are competitive, and the competitive guys, and that's what we signed. But the time's going to come where we've got to make a stand and say, look, it's no good just being in these games anymore. We've got to make sure that we start to win these games, and that's what we're trying to do, and we will get there. We've made it clear to the guys that we will get there.
What it does do, Ian, I guess, is that when you've just lost three in a row now, it puts a massive amount of pressure on to win the next one, which is a couple of weeks away against Cass, and back in front of your own fans again.
Yeah, the good thing, it's at home, and I think we need to step up, and the fans need us to deserve to be for us to step up and show what we're all about properly as a club, rather than what we've seen today, because today we've not turned up, and we've not really done that all year, to be fair. Probably the first away game of the season at Hull. Other than that, we've generally been pretty good, so we need to bounce back. It's not going to be about just words and about us saying about it. It's got to be our actions of how we play next time.